suddenly, as we're heading out to do this event, the governor is putting me in a chokehold. And you can see it on LarsonBlog.com. And then yesterday, I wake up and I've got an excruciating headache like I need to go to the chiropractor. Now, today I'm better. I know, knowing the governor, that it was just a fun pose, I think, but everybody is saying, hey, Arnold's choked to death. Larson, film at 11. The governor joins us here on San Diego 1700. How do you plead?
Guilty.
Well, then we went to arm wrestling.
I like that. The chokehold.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. All I was trying to do is just show you a little bit of affection because you have been always so kind and, you know, doing the moderating and also announcing and emceeing and
as I continue to do
things besides all the great, you know, TV shows that you're creating every day.
Well, and the radio shows for that matter as well.
Exactly.
And, well, does this mean then that I'm in the family will?
Yes, absolutely.
Good. We got that recorded. Excellent. I love that.
Exactly. Everything is part of it.
Now, after that shot, and we've got the second shot up there because there were some other pieces we couldn't quite use. The lighting wasn't right because we're concerned that you look good in these photos, Governor. And so there's a shot of us because right after you put me in the headlock chokehold thing, then you said, and now we do this. And then suddenly I'm arm wrestling with you, and I think I'm dead. I'm going to be a dead man. We never quite resolved that, though. We never reached the final moments, because we had to move on. Is that correct? So is that a stalemate?
No. You won.
I won?
I mean, easily.
Man, you are a politician.
The power that you displayed there, it was unbelievable.
Wow. But the stress has been getting to you, hasn't it? It's been a stressful week.
I'm telling you. So anyway, what's going on? I mean, it is great to listen to you today.
Well, you don't have any time to call or listen. I understand. You've been juggling all this stuff with the nitwits in Sacramento, the lovable nitwits on both sides. You're trying to get the budget done. You've been on that all week. You have the Border Governors Conference. I want to talk about the budget in a second, but let's talk about the Border Governors Conference. Because you, as the chairman, I mean, there was talk that you might not make it to the conference yesterday because everything's so busy with the budget, and I understand that. But you did lay down the gauntlet saying, hey, the U.S. needs to do something, and so does the government of Mexico. So what's the latest on that, on the border issues?
Well, first of all, there's sometimes the moments where everything just comes together. When we last year agreed to have the conference in the middle of August, we did that and we set the date because we thought we definitely would be out of the budget negotiations. So we thought, okay, the budget is over. Now let's do the Border Governors Conference where we bring all the 10 border governors together here. And I'm the chairman this year, so I wanted to have it right here in Los Angeles. As a matter of fact, in Hollywood, we have all the meetings at Universal Studio. And it has been really terrific. But we had no idea then that we're going to run those two things together, and all of a sudden I'm in the middle of the budget negotiations, and we have those governors from all over the Mexican states and also the border, the U.S. border states right here, and, you know, thousands of people, and we're all meeting in the productive meetings. And also I had to leave yesterday afternoon, and I think they understood it, that I had to leave to go and fly up to Sacramento and continue with the negotiations because, as I've explained to everyone, the budget for California to have a budget is right now the most important thing, even though border security is extremely important and, helping each other with environmental issues is very important. And, you know, to create more economic development at the borders is very important. So there's a lot of very important issues, and also to cut down on the human trafficking and the crimes on the border, drug smuggling, and also the weapons being smuggled into Mexico from the United States. All of those things are huge issues, but, you know, we got to get a budget done.
Is there progress?
I feel that we are getting closer to that, and it's just that Sacramento works in a very odd way.
Well, no kidding.
When they see a cliff, you know, I think the closer we get to that cliff, I think the more you get a feeling up there that they want to close this, and, they are hopefully willing to compromise because I already said this, 2 months ago. I said it a month ago, and I said it again today, that the only way we ever will get a budget done that is a responsible budget is if everyone is willing to compromise.
Well, and that is always the big bugaboo word, compromise, because then neither side will say, well, then that means caving in. Now, the question is, who's digging in whose heels longer here? You're saying get people back to paying minimum wage to prove a point that we're not exactly awash in cash. We do have that sea of red ink. John Chung, the state controller, claims that he has, I guess he thinks he has more power than the governor has. It's possible that if he goes ahead and pays people in a way that you don't want to pay them while the stalemate goes on, he may be personally liable. Is that correct? He meant to write a check from his own checkbook? How much are we paying the state controller?
I mean, first of all, I cannot imagine him writing ever a check from his own checkbook. I don't think he has that money. But, I mean, one thing we know for sure, and that is that I'm leading the state and not him. And, therefore, it is very clear that if I make a decision that we are running out of cash, and therefore I have to go and take certain measures, which is to lay off the part-time workers and to reduce our state workers down to a federal minimum wage, if that's the decision, then he has to follow through. And I think that the court has decided that beforehand already, and I think that I will win in this case. And his excuse that we are not being able to go and do this fast enough because our computers don't work,
yeah,
is a system that we have shown him where we can do that within a week. So, I mean, so I think these are all excuses, and I think what he basically is doing is proving to the American people and to the Californian citizens that, you know, that he would choose a political move versus what is best for the state of California.
And, you know, people will say, well, Arnold Schwarzenegger is being political by just even proposing this. Doesn't really mean it. Like they said, he didn't mean some of the budget cuts. The fact is, you could use line item veto, correct?
Well, let me just tell you something. When it comes to this whole workup in Sacramento, I don't look at things in a political way. I look at things of what is best for the state of California. I'm not running for anything. I'm not looking for a political career where I make every move that is made is a chess move that kind of like, you know, is plotting for the next career, the next move what I'm running for. Or that is what's happening in Sacramento because everyone is running for something,
yep,
all the time. So they only see themselves as having a political career and a political life. I mean, I have so many different lives. You know, to me, that is not my life. My life was always just to go into this arena and to go and straighten out the mess in Sacramento, which is, of course, a very challenging thing to do because so many people are looking at things just in a political way. But the fact is, we have accomplished a lot, and now the most important thing is that we fix the budget, and everyone has to compromise. Everyone has to be willing to give a little bit in order to get this done because,
yeah,
if they dig in, if I don't get budget reform, I would never sign a budget without budget reform because that's
so there
the
are
most
qualifiers
important thing because we've tried it twice before and we didn't get it exactly the way we wanted it because there were always the outside forces there that were trying to stop the
But you haven't used the line item veto. Why not?
Well, we will use that. But, I mean, the thing is right now what we want to do is, you know, make the Republicans understand that we need budget reform, and also that we have to give when it comes to the revenues dialogue. And the Democrats have to understand that they have to make cuts, real serious cuts, because we cannot continue spending more than we take in. So everyone has to come to that realization in order to move the agenda forward, and then from next year on to really just live it in our means. We can't just continue spending and spending money that we don't have.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger with us on San Diego 1700. Now, you're talking last time you were with us here, before you tried to, you know, kill me with a chokehold, which is a very close moment, and which, if you're just tuning in, he confirmed was by design, ladies and gentlemen. But we get along just great. The sales tax issue, you said you're looking at all options. I remember you saying that, and when it comes to the budget red ink, you got to look at all options. And I said, no new taxes, and you said, well, looking at all options. Well, now there's the sales tax proposal, and you know, this seems to be, Governor, the thing that politicians do. We got a couple of cities in San Diego County that have done it once. El Cajon's trying to do it twice now to get people to say, sure, police, fire, puppies, I'll approve a sales tax increase of some sort. So you're talking about a penny increase, but it's somehow still not a tax increase over time. How do you figure?
Well, first of all, this is all a proposal. I made it very clear there's two ways of going. One is that you borrow from cities and counties and from transportation, which I am totally against because I think that cities and counties have put together a rainy day fund and all of a sudden we are grabbing their rainy day fund it's not the right way to go, and also it will not solve the problem for next year and the following year. So then the other option is that we have is to do an increase of the sales tax. And the reason why I don't call it an increase is because we have after the 3 years, after it sunsets, then it's actually a decrease, and it pays it back again to the taxpayers. So this is why it ends up in the end revenue neutral. And so I think this is the only way. I think it's the wise way. It's not. I hate taxes, believe me.
Good.
But it's to get ourselves out of the situation where we had a decline of revenues by $7 billion because of our economic slowdown and not having a rainy day fund that we ought to have that I'm fighting for this time, and we're going to get it this time. So that's why the only way to get out of it and to have the next year be better and the following year even be better than that is by increasing that temporarily and then decreasing the sales tax so it's revenue neutral.
Now then you have to hope and pray that politicians, long after you're out of office and when other people are in charge in the Assembly and State Senate, that they have the sensibility to remember that it's supposed to go back to where it was. You know, tax increases or fee increases are rarely, if ever, temporary. So I guess that's where the redistricting push comes in. And I know you're hot on that issue, and I understand it. I think it's a good idea, actually, Prop 11. The line you used the other night, you said that there's more turnover in the Kremlin than there is with the Assembly and State Senate.
Exactly, because we have, you know, because of the redistricting, everyone is so locked in that there's no competition between the Democrats and the Republicans. So if, after you've won the primary, you're pretty much set to win. You spend a few dollars, and that's it. So I think that our system, that's why I'm, you know, out there campaigning for our Proposition 11, which creates a redistricting which is done by ordinary citizens and taking it out of the hands of the politicians.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get the redistricting out of the hands of the politicians, because what they have done is they have turned the system upside down so that now it is the politicians that are choosing the voters rather than the voters choosing the politicians. And so we have to get rid of this problem. And November is the chance for people to rise up and say, Sacramento is not doing enough. Sacramento politicians are not performing enough for us. We got to go and change the system, change the redistricting so that the people can take the power back again. And that's what this initiative is all about.
You know, there's a rumor you talk about not needing this job necessarily or not you know, being a typical politician. You got other things. You've been successful in so many ways. You got other things you can do. That's the bottom line. But there's been rumors on both sides, Republican and Democrat, that no matter who wins in the presidency, that somehow you might like to be energy czar or environmental czar or something like that. Any aspirations, any conversations on that?
Well, just to set the record straight, I have absolutely no interest to go to Washington. My interest lies with California. I have to finish the job here, not let someone else take over. And there's so many things that we need to do. We still need to rebuild our prison system. We still have to build more courts in California. We still have to get the water deal done so that we have a comprehensive water plan that fixes the delta and has conveyance and also gets us above the ground and below the ground water storage. I've been fighting for those things for many, many years since I've come into office, and I don't want to go and do something else all of a sudden before I finish that job. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done right now in California. I'm happy. I'm the happiest guy to be governor and to be able to go and to create the changes in our state and to be a public servant that doesn't get paid anything, but just to give something back to this great...
That's right, and that should be kept in mind. And I know they're still hassling you about landing your private plane in Santa Monica. You even got an extended member of the family who's trying to keep you from doing that, which is it's a ridiculous idea. It doesn't cost the taxpayers anything. And you need to go home and visit the kids, even if it's 10 o'clock at night. I mean, come on.
But, I mean, it makes no difference to me, just so you know, if I land in Santa Monica or if I land at Van Nuys Airport, because it's exactly the same time. It takes me 20 minutes from Santa Monica Airport, and it takes me exactly 20 minutes at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night when there's no traffic.
So Santa Monica doesn't want the landing fees. You'll give them the Van Nuys. I see what's happening here.
But it was a crazy thing because you can't have, like Santa Monica has an agreement with the FAA and then say all of a sudden, you know, in the middle of this 25-year agreement or whatever it is, to go and say, okay, we want to close the airport. That is ridiculous. So, of course, the FAA was all over that city and told them, I said, you cannot go and make the decision single-handedly. You got to come to us and you got to talk to us if you want to break, you know, the agreement.
Yeah.
And so then of course they closed it for one day and the next day it was open again. So, but to me it makes no difference one way or the other if they close it or if they keep it open, because it's the same distance.
There it is, just a day in the life of exactly. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger celebrating his seemingly endless birthday. The birthday was July 30th, and you got a celebration about every day for the next month and a half. So congratulations.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you checking in.
We've
established that you weren't really intentionally totally trying to kill me, but that I am in the family will. So that's a good development. I like that.
Well, not only that, but we always have a great time.
Well, that too. Even when we disagree.
While we always have some interesting discussions, we always have fun also at the same time.
All right. Well, best to you and the family. Travel safely. Good luck with the knuckleheads in Sacramento.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Take care. Arnold Schwarzenegger with us here on the Bat Phone this morning.